Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Silver Button. This is in celebration of 100,000 subscribers on YouTube. And for this, I'd like to tell a little story of a silver button. Now, there are all kinds of buttons, but this one was one I found in a forest. It was a very, very, very long time ago. I was walking in the forest with family, as I've often done, and I found on the ground something shimmering in the light of the sun, and it was a button from a coat. You know, one of those old-fashioned round buttons, four holes. This one was made of plastic, but it was really nice and silvery. A bit dirty, a bit musky, probably from the rain or the ground, but pretty nonetheless. Now, my mom actually gave me a box of old sewing stuff, and as part of that box was like leftover buttons as well, so I kind of had a thing for buttons, and because I found this one, it was a little bit special. And I found it in such a strange location as well. When I was that small, everything was an adventure. And, well, you may have noticed that I like making up stories, so when I find something like that, well, I make a story. And the story I made was that these buttons, the silver buttons on the coat, because surely there must be more than one, were part of a very important coat. And one missing meant that the person who owned the coat would become lost and never find their way home. So, as I looked in the box of buttons that I got, I was wondering if there was any button even remotely like it, but none of the other buttons were quite the same. Either they were a lot smaller or bigger, or they had a different edge or a different curve to them, and, well, most of them weren't silver. Or wooden, or white, or black. So it kind of confused me. Now, of course, I made this whole interesting story in my mind of this person with their coat cursed to wander the woods until the button was found. And that actually reminds me of a time that I was wandering in the woods, all the way in France. Well, from here, France is not that far away. But in France, there's a lot of places with old buildings, and some of them have overgrown so much that you could be walking while in a forest or next to a stream and suddenly find like an old ruin of something. And this wasn't like a castle or anything, it was something else. It was sort of like a factory. Now, I wasn't stupid enough to just go in there blindly. I mean, who knows how bad that building state was, like if it could collapse or anything. But I was very curious. So very carefully, I looked around if there was a way in that looked safe. If the stones were still mostly in good order, and I was very surprised to find, like here, seemingly in the middle of nowhere, that there was a building that, well, looked like it had been used quite a lot. I have no idea how long ago, but it definitely looked factory-like. There was concrete and brick, and it wasn't that old. At least I don't think it was. So I wandered inside, very curious to see what was going on and what the original purpose of this factory was. It's actually very different from the time that I was lost in the cornfield. Now, if you've ever been in a cornfield, if the corn is really, really high, it's quite easy to lose your way if you, well, walk the wrong way. Even though all the corn is in rows, if it's a pretty large cornfield, you don't really want to get lost because you have to walk all the way around to get out again. And I was there with a friend, and it was really cool actually, because, well, it was just on holiday and the sky was nice and blue, but the corn was surprisingly high, And once we made our way deeper into the cornfield and we changed direction a few times, we totally got lost. Now, we knew that, like, if we were just going to walk in one direction, that we'd be fine. But stubborn as we were trying to go, like, okay, I think it's this way, I think it's that way. Which is kind of similar to how I got lost in Germany once, in a very old forest. In Germany, there's a lot of forests that are quite old, almost like a fantasy. When we went off the path there, it was amazing. The trees were all mossy and gnarled, and they looked so cool. And with a slightly gray sky up above, the trees kind of quiet, maybe because we were there. Almost no birds. Rock formations with old plants growing over them. And the path that didn't even lead straight. We had no idea if we were going the right way or not. And going the wrong way in a forest can be dangerous, but oh, it was such a beautiful adventure. The sights I saw in that forest were amazing. All the different ways of bushes, trees, ground, grass, paths that go up small rocks and down on the other side, twisting around. It wasn't easy to find our way there, but that's quite all right. And that actually reminded me of what I said to the person who was with me there. You will take good care of yourself. Face your fears and grow to be a better you. You will accept and own your mistakes and learn from them. Work hard for your goals. It took us a while to get out of the forest again, but at some point we found, well, you could call it a toadstool with directions. It was one of the ways the German government helped people find their ways in the forest. From there we made our way to a slightly larger path and eventually found our way back to our car. And similar to the cornfield, eventually we had to give up. We had to know that, okay, we lost our direction. So we just followed along the lines of corn and eventually got out of the cornfields. Of course, we were all the way on the other side, so we had to walk around. It was a good lesson, and the weather was absolutely beautiful, so we didn't mind too much. Now, in the end, I did find a rusted machine there in France. And it looks like a weaving machine. It made sense. I mean, the area I was in was close to the place that was taken over during the World Wars. So maybe it was abandoned then. I don't know really, but it was the best guess that we had. And of course, that brings me neatly back to what I did with the silver button. In the end, I chose to put it back in the forest, but all cleaned up. For some reason, it felt like the right thing to do. To put it somewhere clearly visible close to where I found it. Who knows? But it did make sense to me. And in the end, it felt really good to wander in those forests. It was something I enjoyed doing, and I hope you enjoyed listening.